Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
South Carolina, great to be with you again. Rob and Diesel with you on a Friday. Gotta get down on Friday. Hope you're having a spectacular Friday. Got a long weekend coming up of college and high school and NFL ball all just around the corner. We're going to talk about that here in just a moment. But, of course, this weekend, the return of the Big Ten. The return of the Big Ten. And one of those big games coming up, Michigan and Minnesota, are set to play some football up there in the Great White North. Eh? My man Fred from TR checks in on the program. Appreciate his patience hanging through the break to talk a little Big Ten ball. Fredo, great to have you back on the show, buddy.
Nice to be back. First of all, oh my gosh, we're in Carolina. The weather's beautiful. I mean, could we find a better place to live?
You would be very hard-pressed to do it.
And I'm not in the snow anymore. I love it down here.
Yeah, anything's better than a blizzard.
I love listening to you and Diesel and Lonzo, and I think the guy's name is Mark, right?
Yeah, pretty sure. It's been a while since I talked to him, but I think that's right.
And third thing, before I get to the game, I love your Twitter trending comments. So, Michigan, Minnesota, Joe Milton starts his era in Michigan. The guy can throw the ball 85 yards. Now, I don't know if he can hit anything with it, but 85 yards. What do you think? You got a chance there?
In
Minnesota, nobody in the stadium?
Yeah, I don't know that. I mean, obviously not having anybody in the stadium is impacting everybody. And I know a lot of these guys say, well, we got to create our own energy. We got a good thing. Yeah, and I know that's a nice thing to say, but it doesn't really work that way. Look, Michigan is only a 3-point favorite in this game. I mean, it is by no means a guaranteed win for Michigan. The number 21 Gophers up against the number 18 Michigan Wolverines. Look. We know what Michigan does in high-pressure games, and as much as this would not in a regular season feel like a high-pressure game, in this case it is, man. This is the first game. This is the one that brings the Big Ten back from COVID. Michigan and the rest of the Big Ten do not have any room for error in terms of having COVID, right? Because they did not build in any flexibility into the schedule, if a single game gets delayed for the Big Ten, then they don't have a way to make it back up. These are the type of games that Michigan has always struggled in under Harbaugh. So, yeah, I think Minnesota absolutely has a chance to get it done on Saturday.
Jeez. You guys there?
Oh. Yeah, we're still here, Fred. Go ahead.
I just want to finish it off with reminding everybody, Michigan came back from 31 points down against Minnesota. So that team has got one coming their way one of these days.
Yeah, Fred, appreciate the phone call, buddy. Great to talk to you. Thanks for checking in. Look, Michigan has a very inexperienced quarterback and offensive line. The Minnesota Golden Gophers are going to have to attack him. If they can come up with three or four sacks, then that will be big. The problem Minnesota had is that their front seven is going through an overhaul as well. Five of their six starters from last year's 11-win team are gone. The lone remaining starter in is Micah Dutredway, a big inside tier defensive tackle. Everybody else is brand new. So the one advantage Minnesota would have that I would lean on here, and the ability to get after a quarterback who is brand new to the game and will be learning the speed in a year without an offseason, that's unfortunately a weakness for Minnesota. So we'll see where they end up at. As far as the rest of the games coming up this weekend, there are a couple of good ones. We know Clemson's going to get our day started at noon, taking on Syracuse. The only question there is, will they cover 45 or not? Diesel, I got to tell you, very rarely am I willing to touch a game that has a spread of 45 to 50 plus, no matter how good Team A is or how bad Team B is. But after what they did to Tech last week, Syracuse is going to be lucky if they stop Clemson from getting to 60 in this one.
Well, yeah, I mean, I know that I said last week there's no way that Clemson was going to put up as many points or cover that spread, which was an enormous spread against Georgia Tech. I forget what it was off the top of my head. It was huge. And I said that that's not Dabo Swinney's style to go out there and put up a ton of points. Well, look what just happened this past week. Now, Georgia Tech still has to stop somebody. Even when you're down to your second, third, and fourth string guys, if they can't stop you, what do you want them to do? Take a knee over and over again? No, you absolutely don't want that, because that's more disrespectful than running up the score, is taking a knee just so that you don't. I find it hard to take those big spreads like that when it's Clemson.
And, of course, we've talked about this the last couple of weeks. This is the second week that Clemson has gone out there to run up the score against Miami. They were running a hurry-up offense inside of the last minute of the game, trying to find seven more points on their way out the door. Clemson covers that spread. I want to say, and I'll have to look it back up, I want to say I saw it at 48. I'm taking Clemson to cover, no problem. Nebraska is at number 5, Ohio State. And this is kind of interesting, Diesel, because we are, you know, we're 7 weeks into the college football season. We've got two Big Ten powerhouses coming up against each other in the Big Ten. And outside of Justin Fields, we have no idea what the hell we're going to see out of these two teams, man. I mean, this feels, it's week one for the Big Ten. Ohio State is a 26-point favorite. I have no question mark that they will win the game. Nebraska is kind of there in that Miami group of teams that college football would be better if they'd come back, but they just can't seem to do it. The black shirts are dead. Long live the black shirts. But then again, there's a lot of positivity in Lincoln, Nebraska. There's a lot of folks who have said that Nebraska's found something with the program they're putting out right now. You got Justin Fields, but what about the rest of Ohio State with no preseason? Diesel, and that's what we try. That's what we call trying to hype a game that there's no reason to watch.
Speaking of hyping that game, I think the promo last night for a team that hasn't even played yet was like the red hot Ohio State Buckeyes. Like, hot from what? Hot from, like, everybody can see through this BS.
The AC in the locker room broke.
Like the white hot Ohio State Buckeyes. Oh, okay. Sure. I mean, like, I'm not doubting that they're good. Just pump the hyperbole brakes here.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we all think Ohio State is likely get into the playoffs as long as they don't screw the pooch here, because the rest of the Big Ten, for the most part, with the exception of Michigan, maybe Michigan State is not going to be in the same field as them. But how good they are they as good as Alabama, as good as Clemson? We don't know, and we won't know for another couple of weeks, but we'll find out. Back to the ACC, another early game, UNC, NC State set to square off. UNC is coming off of their big loss against FSU on the road. That was a struggle bus L for them. Carolina is favored by 17 points in this one after coming off of a 31-28 upset down in Tallahassee to FSU. But Javonte Williams and running back Michael Carter have combined to produce over 1,100 yards from scrimmage already and 11 touchdowns in just a few games so far. NC State, on the other hand, coming off of a win, 31-20 over Duke, last Saturday. No huge games, but a very consistent game. But keep in mind, Bailey Hawkman, the starting quarterback, is Devin Leary, the starting quarterback, broke his leg in that game. So Bailey Hawkman will have to take back to the field as the starter in this one. The Tar Heels, however, have not allowed a rushing touchdown yet from a non-quarterback. We FSU popped a couple of QB keepers last week for touchdowns with Jordan Travis. We'll see if NC State can break that. When it comes down to it, the only question, Diesel, isn't if Carolina wins. It's by how much, I think.
Yeah, this is a lot better team than they looked last week.
Auburn's at Ole Miss. Check this out. Auburn is a three-point favorite over Lane Kiffin's Ole Miss run in Rebels. Diesel, yesterday on Mark Ryan's show, we were doing our upset picks, and the way that he plays the game is you pick an upset, and if the upset happens, then you get as many points as that team was an underdog. The two favorites that got picked were South Carolina upsetting LSU, but the other one that got a lot of traction was Ole Miss upsetting Auburn. And Diesel, I don't hate that pick. Ole Miss ran a track meet against Alabama and put up 50-plus on Alabama last time they played. Auburn, on the other hand, is offensively stagnant right now. I like Ole Miss at home in the Grove in Oxford, Mississippi, to get the upset over Auburn, D-Train.
Yeah, I think Auburn is we're going to start to see them spiral and circle the toilet that program actually is.
Yeah, I agree with you. TCU, a 4.5-point dog against the Oklahoma Boomer Sooners. I'm really intrigued by this one as well because I think there's a big chance at an upset in this matchup. Oklahoma has not been what they've wanted to be so far. The Horned Frogs are just 1-2, but they have some interesting games. A loss by either team would effectively eliminate them from the conference title race, so this is a big one for both of these squads right now. Max Duggan, dangerous dual-threat quarterback for TCU, has been playing pretty well, 12th in the country in completion percentage, just a tick shy of 70%. And the Horned Frogs face the Sooners team that has been very bad in terms of protecting the ball. Oklahoma's committed 9 turnovers so far while forcing just 5. TCU is even in the turnovers battle, but historically over the past 3 or 4 years has been good at taking them away. Diesel, I'm calling upset in this one too. TCU over Oklahoma ending what was supposed to be a championship-threatening season for the Sooners.
Yeah, it's hard for me to get a good read on this game, but I think TCU is due for another big upset. I mean, that was a program that's what they did for a while, was win big games. And they kind of fell off for the last 2 to 3 seasons. But I think and I hope that TCU is back because I love that mascot, and I love having ESPN analysts have to constantly battle and not say horny toads.
It's never going to stop for me. One more upset for you, as I think this might have a chance to be upset weekend in college football. One more upset for you. FSU, 3.5-point dogs on the road at Louisville. Look, I look back at what FSU did last weekend against North Carolina. And North Carolina basically got run out of the stadium in the first half. Now, they fought back. They played good ball in the second half. And you got to figure out, is that because North Carolina is a good team and got it together in the second half, or FSU was pretending to be a good team in the first half and fell apart? I'm leaning more towards North Carolina is an above-average team that had a terrible first half against FSU's best effort and fought back into it. Louisville is an okay football team, both in general and playing at home. 4 L's in a row to Miami, Pitt, Georgia Tech, and Notre Dame. I got to tell you, Diesel, I like FSU going on the road and getting an upset over Louisville in Kentucky.
Louisville's really had a hard time kind of rounding that corner. I mean, the cupboard was super bare when Scott Satterfield took over, and I think he's doing a great job changing the culture of Louisville football, but he just doesn't have the athletes yet. And you know as well as I do, Florida State has still recruited with the best of them. They still have an extremely talented roster, and they're trying to do the same thing. They're trying to turn the corner. It's tough for me to get a read on this one. Give me, I guess,
Give me Florida State riding high off a big win.
Love it. Upset Central here on the Rob Brown Show. Final game we're talking about here. We'll bring some more coming back in the third segment as we've got John Epps and Kevin Thomas from Moving the Change joining us next to talk some high school ball. South Carolina is at LSU. Time to go official on the record, Diesel. Are you joining me? Gamecocks pull the upset of the defending national champion, starting a true freshman quarterback in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Are you ready to believe, Diesel?
Yeah. That's the best answer I can give you. I was terribly wrong picking against the Gamecocks last week. I think they can, but I don't feel great about it.
So let me ask you this. I asked this question of Lonzo yesterday. South Carolina goes down to LSU and they get the win. But LSU obviously lost Joe Burrow to the draft. Lamar Chase opted out because of COVID, as did a handful of defensive starters opted out because of COVID. Now they've lost Miles Brennan, their season starting quarterback. They got to go with TJ Finley, the true freshman quarterback, under center to start this game. If Will Muschamp walks in there and beats LSU, let's say 27-24, are you going to give Will Muschamp for going on the road and winning a difficult game? Or is Will Muschamp going to have to answer, yeah, you beat LSU, but let's be real, LSU's just bad, even if they are the defending national champs. To me, Diesel, it feels like South Carolina fans are doing any and everything they can to try to stop themselves from giving Will Muschamp any sort of approval for the progress this team has made so far this season.
I think South Carolina fans want Will Muschamp gone regardless of what he does this season. I think South Carolina fans wanted Will Muschamp gone last season and the season before that. Look, I don't know. At the end of the day, he's, what, 6 years into his tenure at South Carolina? You know what Will Muschamp is and who Will Muschamp is as a coach, and you know what he's going to give you consistently. Now, he might step up and win a game or two and make you feel good about yourself this week, but what does that mean long term? And I think that's where South Carolina's fans' heads are at, is this guy is probably not going to be a long-term solution. I don't think anyone has that in the back of their mind. Like, you know what? Yeah, actually, after 6 years of sucking, I think I kind of want Will Muschamp now. No, you're not hearing that out of South Carolina fans. So, again, win the game, feel good about yourself, but keep looking around at your options.
All right, quick break. When we come back here in just a minute from right now, we're going to be joined by Mr. John Epps, Mr. Kevin Thomas of Moving the Chains, the best high school football coverage you're going to find anywhere in the Upstate. That's next on the Rob Brown Show and ESPN Upstate.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Rob Brown Show rolls on. Yesterday, had an opportunity to spend a few minutes with Mr. Kevin Thomas, Mr. John Epps of the Moving the Chains podcast. You can get their podcast on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you get your podcasts from. They laid out the football weekend in high school ball for us yesterday and wanted to give you an opportunity to get them set up for the high school docket, ready to go this evening around the upstate. With that being said, Moving the Chains, John Epps, Kevin Thomas, take it away, fellas.
Yeah, man, a couple big ones we want to talk about. John, I want to get started with this game. It's Boiling Springs at Greenwood. Talk to us about kind of the records of these teams, and we'll kind of give a breakdown after that.
Yes, so these are two perennially 5A teams that come to this game, but Boiling Springs, they remain in 5A, and they actually crack the top 10 this week, coming in at 10th in the state. And Greenwood, they dropped down to 4A this year. They've had a ton of success so far. They are now coming off of a huge 50-27 win down at Serene Stadium last week against Greenville. Two really, really good quality teams. The only blemish on the record for Bowling Springs so far this year is opening week when they went to the reservation and got beat 33-23 by Gaffney. Other than that, they have absolutely rolled. They have put up points 45, 38, and 63 since losing that opener to Gaffney. This is a very, very good Bowling Springs team. But they're going to be rolling into Greenwood playing a very, very confident Eagles squad. It's going to be a great game.
Bowling Springs, like you mentioned, John, has only had that opening loss. And that was a game they're very competitive in, too. They've got a quarterback, Jalen Dodd, a very versatile player. He can run it. He can throw it. To do both there for them at the QB position. Their running backs are McFadden kid and the Perry Dillard kid, both great athletes there. You know, I feel like they haven't really been tested since that Gaffney game. You know, I know they beat Clover, who's kind of having a down year this year, but I think Gaffney is really their only test so far. While Greenwood, you know, they were really rolling, had a tough loss to Greer 2 weeks ago, bounced back with a huge win over Greenville, who we both thought was one of the top four teams in the state last week. Pretty much, you know, already in the playoffs, unless something kind of weird happens in that region, which we'll kind of break down here in a little bit. But that Greenwood offense, John, you saw it firsthand last week. But that triple option, that is so hard to prepare for. The Martin kid, the Tolber kid, the Simmons kid can all take it to the house any second. Who do you think wins this game with kind of a battle of two styles there?
I tell you what, this might be the unpopular pick, and I might just be biased because of what I saw at Serene Stadium last week. But I like Greenwood in this game. You know, Boiling Springs, I think they're the popular pick. You know, they're the big 5A squad. They're the ones that have gone toe-to-toe with Gaffney, who's arguably, outside of Dutch Fort, could be the best team in the state. I know a lot of those folks in Gaffney think they are probably number one. And Boiling Springs pushed them. But from what I saw from Greenwood last week, they're well-coached. They're motivated. They play with a lot of energy. And, you know, they did some little things last week that you just don't see on a stat sheet. And it was pretty incredible. They recovered two kickoffs in a row, guys. And they did this on purpose. They pooched the ball into a spot of the field where I guess they saw on tape, hey, these guys don't like catching the football, don't like hanging on to the ball. They rocked them. They knocked the ball out 2 times in a row. And it really set the tone early in the first half of that game. And they really just – they demoralized Greenville. And Greenville's still a good team. And they demoralized them last week. I was very, very impressed.
Yeah, I mean, it was not even a close victory. It was 50-27. I mean, they had 300-plus rushing yards in the first half. You know, my only worry for Greenwood. my only worry for Greenwood is that will they kind of not be focused because their region and their playoff hopes depend on what happens with Greer and Eagle this week, which is such an odd situation. But I wonder how much they're locked into this game, how much Chris Liner can keep those guys locked in. But I will say, I'm going to go with you, John. I'm going to go with Greenwood because I don't think Bowling Springs has really been tested. Besides that Gaffney game, I don't really know how good they are yet. I'm not really sold on them. They're already in the playoffs already, so maybe they're kind of looking forward to maybe, you know, the playoffs. So I'm going to go with Greenwood winning this game at home because that's just a tough place to play also. I mean, who wants to go down to Greenwood and play? And I think the Eagles are going to win this one.
I agree. And next, hey, even though Greenwood's 4A, they're still a big physical group.
Yep. All right, next game, we're going to travel a little bit more towards the Midlands here, still considered an upstate game here. And this is probably the game in the state this week, John. Gray Collegiate at Newberry.
Yeah, this is an interesting matchup. This is a 2-3 matchup. Gray Collegiate, number two in the state, Newberry, number three. So Gray has got a pretty good resume here. They're 4-0. That includes a win over the defending state champs, Saluda, a 10-point win in that game. They've also got two shutouts on their record where they've beat the Columbia Capitals 56-0 and Eau Claire 59-0. Then you look on the other side of the ledger at the Newberry Bulldogs. They've only played one game so far this year. They beat Columbia as well in a blowout, not as impressive as a 56-0 score, but they just don't have a whole lot of gameplay. And, you know, we've talked about this all season, this special 2020 high school season we've got here. We're not really sure how good Newberry is. They're getting a lot of respect from the media in the state, but it's hard to tell. They just don't have a whole lot to go off of. And we've seen from week to week, we think one team is great and is going to blow out another. Friday rolls around, and that's not what happens.
Yeah, and what worries me, you know, not only the fact they've only played one game, but that was the first week of the season. So they haven't played football in 4 weeks. I know they're still practicing and whatnot here and there, but, I mean, you've got to have some serious, serious rust. You know, Newberry has a good quarterback, the Epps kid. I know you like him, John. They got a wide receiver, Zach Chalmers, getting big-time offers. You know, and they're dropping down from 3A to 2A, so they may have a little bit of a size and, you know, numbers advantage against Gray. But Gray is a team, if you followed them last year, they're a big-time air raid, really threw it around with Hunter Helms, who's now at Clemson, got some PT and some touchdowns last week for them. Gray has kind of transferred into a power running team. Their quarterback is Trey Robinson, a transfer from Batesburg, Leesville. Really good on the ground. He's okay, you know, okay well, passer, but he's really good on the ground. Their running back, Casey Adams, is a beast. Their biggest game of the year so far, they played Saluda. He had 39 carries for 217 and two touchdowns. That's a huge game against Saluda. And listen to this, guys. This sounds like a college O-line here. Their O-line averages 293 pounds for Gray Collegiate. So the War Eagles are big and nasty. It's going to be a tough game, John. I'm going to go Gray Collegiate just because they've been playing, and I just don't know what to think about this rust that Newberry is going to have.
I agree with you, Kevin. I'm going to go with Gray as well. You know, as good as you can be and as talented and as athletic as you are, when you're going up a team like Gray that not only have they played – three more games than you have. They're also, obviously, they're very well coached. We're talking about a program last year that threw the ball around the field with a great quarterback in Helms, and now they're running the ball all over the field. You know, the fact that they're well coached, they're obviously very talented to be able to come back, have the season they're having after losing a Division I quarterback off their squad. And, you know, is Newberry going to get ready? Are they going to be ready to line up against an average of a 290-pound offensive line? That's the odds are just stacked against them in this one.
Yeah, let's give some quick picks here on some other games. One of the big games in the upset that we were going to focus on, but now has been postponed, is Hillcrest at TL Hanna. That game was going to be for the region title. John, I think you said that one is rescheduled for the 6th of November. Is that correct?
That is the plan as of now. Another little interesting tidbit on that, November 6th, Hillcrest was supposed to play Daniel, and Hanna was supposed to play Lawrence. Lawrence playoff hopes are gone. Daniel's pretty much set. I think they're probably going to win their region. It's going to come down to those teams hey, they have a chance to sit a game out, and, you know, we'll get into this in a second. That could be a huge advantage for Daniel, this postponement.
Yep. So the other game we are going to pick here is BHP at Daniel. You just mentioned this Lions team that has been dominant all year long. Multiple quarterbacks they can roll out there. They smoked the Wren team we thought was good a couple weeks ago. I'm going to go with Daniel at home over Belton Honeypath. Who do you pick there, John?
Yeah, I'm going Daniel, and you know what? Give me the points on it as well. Wren is a team that really kind of blew out Belton Honeypath, and I watched Daniel play Wren, and Daniel is just – they're just better. Not that Wren is bad. Daniel is just better. They are crisp. They're just a very, very good team. I think the class of their region – and, you know, probably even 4A. You know, they're just a very, very good team. Pierman at quarterback. They've got everything dialed in up there at Daniel.
Yep. And the last game we want to kind of do a quick pick on and kind of go into some deeper tiebreaker stuff here is Lawrence at Greer. John, I'm going to lay this out to you guys here. So if Greer wins this week and Greenville wins this week, Greer, Greenwood, and Greenville will all tie for first place in Region 2 4A. If that occurs, that means one of those teams who tied for first place aren't going to the playoffs. With the shortened season, shortened playoffs this year, only two teams from each region make it. So if that is the case, so if Greer wins and Greenville wins, Greer wins the region due to the tiebreaker, and then Greenwood comes in second place. If Greer loses and Greenville wins their game, first place in the region goes to Greenwood, second place is Greenville, Greer loses out. If Greer and Greenville both lose, then Greenwood will come in first. Second place will be Greenville, and then Greer is out. So this is a huge game for Greer. They've got to win this ball game, John. You know, I hate to see a three-team tie for first place and one of those teams not make it, but I think that's what we're heading towards this week.
And this is three really good teams, too. It's not like, you know, Greenville could win this week, do everything that they can. Greer could win a close game, and Greenville could be sitting here going, well, geez, you know, we were in the top 10 in the state all year. We had, you know, we played good football. We had didn't have a great game against Greenwood. We lost to a really good team, and they don't make the playoffs. You know, it would be very disappointing. But out of those three teams, it's going to be disappointing to see any of them. You know, whichever one has to stay home, for either one of them to stay home. Greer's done an awesome job, in my opinion, to beat Greenwood. And, you know, Greenville has looked pretty solid, and Greenwood just – was absolutely dominating last week. All three of those teams can make some noise in the upper state playoffs. So there is a ton on the line, and you know we're going to try to make our way over under the water tower Friday to see if Lawrence can play the spoiler.
Yeah, that'll be a great ball game there. And one more thing we want to hit on before we get out of here, Rob, I'm going to bring you in on this too here. You know, we're seeing more and more teams coming down with COVID each week and more games getting postponed. You know, I don't know if you guys saw this, Rob and Lonzo, but about a week or so ago, they kind of announced that if you get COVID during the playoffs, you forfeit your game.
Yep.
So you got to start wondering how that's going to play with some of these teams. Are they going to tell their kids, you know what, maybe just go home, don't go to the doctor, don't get a confirmed test, you know, don't tell us you have COVID. It's coming into a weird spot of how that's going to be handled. And then, you know, we've seen some talk, we've heard some talk about this, John and Rob. Some teams are even contemplating, you know, sitting out their last game or two if they already have a playoff spot, just so they don't take a chance of getting it against somebody else.
Yeah, my big question, I agree, it could be interesting, but I think the question is, guys, do you get to a point that that the athletic associations around South Carolina high schools, do they get to the point that they make COVID tests mandatory for teams like college ball does? I think that's the only way around this.
Yeah, I agree. That would be something, but I think the problem you're going to there, Rob, is that I don't think these teams can afford it. You know, I mean, a lot of times you get these tests, you're not getting results back for 3, 4, 5 days. I don't know if teams can afford to do the rapid testing to get it the same day. So I don't even know if that's an option for them, really.
Yeah, I don't think so either. And here, let me throw this little hypothetical out at both of you guys here. We just got done talking about this powerhouse region right here in our backyard, the Greenville, Greenwood, and Greer. Okay, say that third team, say it's Greenville, gets left out. If any team in the upstate, say before round one, they have to fall out because of a COVID outbreak, does Greenville, are they on the short list for teams that get to, maybe you get to fill in that place, or is it straight, hey, nope, it's going to be a forfeit and the other team gets to move on no matter what?
Yeah, going to be interesting. Guys, Appreciate it as always. Kevin Thomas, John Epps from Moving the Chains. Make sure you check them out on Moving the Chains on Twitter and Facebook. Fellas, fantastic job as always. I appreciate it, guys. We'll get you on back next week as we watch this stuff continue to play out, man. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Rob. You have a good one.
So there you go. There's our interview yesterday with John Epps and Kevin Thomas from Moving the Chains. Again, you can get their podcast about high school football across the upstate on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from. Quick break. Back after this to wrap it up. The Rob Brown Show rolls on. This is ESPN Upstate.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Here's what's happening on the internet. Let's see what Rob Brown knows about it. Topic number one is Shaq.
Shaq, daddy.
There's Shaquille O'Neal. This is Shaquille O'Neal. I'm here to talk to you about the importance of free throws.
Shaq is trending because earlier today he concluded that the Clippers should trade Paul George away. And the thing is, I don't think he's wrong. I don't think he's crazy. I think that is the right decision. PG-13 was not really a force in the playoffs right up until the very end. And on top of that, look, you put all this money, all this energy, all the effort into Kawhi Leonard. You want Kawhi to be the focus of the team, and PG-13 takes away from that. As much as I'm not always a one guy is the team, I mean, even the great guys, the MJs and the LeBrons and the Kobes of the world, they were the team, but they had supporting roles. PG-13 isn't that guy. Shaq is not wrong in this one.
And Shaq, no, free throws are not important. You can make a Hall of Fame career just out of being huge and able to dunk. Next up, Sudan is trending.
Sudan is trending because Israel and Sudan have agreed to normalize relations in a peace deal that was brokered by the U.S. The announcement took place earlier this morning after Trump removed Sudan from the list of state sponsors of terrorism after the North African nation paid compensation to U.S. terror victims. And part of that deal to be removed from that list is to work on normalizing relations in a peace deal with Israel, which is good news. That's good news for that region of the country. There's still a lot of contention focused around Israel. So anytime that you can get countries to at least begin working on the path to peace, that's big news.
All right, next up is Scorpio.
Scorpio. I do not know why Scorpio is trending. So instead of making one up, I will simply tell you two things. Number one, if you are not watching AEW, there's a wrestler there by the name of Scorpio Sky who is absolutely fantastic, entertaining as hell. And I know Lonzo is shaking his head yes right now. And B, if it has to do with astrology, if it has to do with the sky signs and all that, those are fake. They are made up. They are not real. And you can tell that that's true because in the amount of time since astrology signs started being assigned meaning because of the rotation of the Earth and the path of the Earth's travel through space, the sky signs are actually a full month off of where they should be, or at least where they were when the sky signs started being talked about by human beings. The point is that stuff's not real.
It's all bogus. Next up, Boogaloo Boys.
Do not know why they are trending. The Boogaloo Boys are a group of I am going to be as tempered in this as I can. A white nationalist group that has caused many problems around the country. I'm sorry. Let me make sure I get this right. Here, I'll go ahead and cheat on this story. Boogaloo Boys fired on Minneapolis's third precinct with an AK-47 style gun and screamed justice for Floyd as he ran away, and part of a coordinated attack by the far-right anti-government group during unrest over the death of George Floyd. So, and again, I have not read this story, so I don't know what it's about. What it looks like is perhaps a member of the Boogaloo Boys group apparently fired shots and pretended as if he was a George Floyd protester. Looks like he was arrested later, named Ivan Harrison Hunter. Looks like they were basically trying to create unrest and blame it on the protests that were taking place in Minneapolis around the George Floyd trial. Good Lord, guys, we gotta chill, man. We gotta settle down. We gotta stop this stuff because this is the kind of stuff that is going to drive us faster down the toilet than any outside threats to the country could ever do.
Next up is Christmas Day.
Christmas Day. We are less than a half months away from Christmas Day. But the reason it is trending is because the NBA Board of Governors is discussing the potential for Christmas Day to be the start date for the next NBA season. Usually it's a handful of weeks deep in the season when we get to Christmas Day, and they always give us three or four, you know, marquee NBA matchups that day. But Adam Silver and the Board of Governors are going to meet at some point in the next few days and discuss if Christmas Day would be a good day to go ahead and start the next NBA season. That would be a heck of a Christmas gift to those of us that are basketball fans.
Next up is bowl season.
Bowl season. So we're starting to see the very beginnings of how the bowl season might shape up. I do know that at least a couple of bowls have been canceled so far due to the epidemic, the pandemic, and a variety of other reasons. But college football has now announced that the celebration of college football will officially be named as bowl season. The new name of college football's postseason will officially be called bowl season, which is what we've all called it anyway. So cool, I guess.
All right, your next up is Harvard.
How do you like dem apples? How you like dem apples? I just immediately start thinking of Goodwill Hunting Diesel, and Goodwill Hunting is one of the most quoted movies of all time that people don't know that they're quoting that movie when they say it. But
never saw it.
You never saw Goodwill Hunting?
No.
Man.
Never saw
it. One of Robin Williams' best. All right, that's going to do it. We hand the ball off to Lonzo and Mark Ryan for Offsides. That's up next. Stay tuned for that. Have a great weekend. Don't drink and drive. I'll punch you in the face. Remember, thank a soldier, sailor, airman, marine, firefighter, police officer, EMS, Coast Guard, first responder, doctors, and nurses. Can't do it without them. Have a great weekend, y'all. We'll see you online and then back on Monday. It's the Rob Brown Show on ESPN Upstate. Later.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.